American singer and prolific country music artist Dolly Parton has died at the age of 80. From the United States to country New South Wales, you're going to hear about her far-reaching legacy and also the genius behind her songwriting.
I did get that name from a little girl that I was signing autographs for. I remember signing the name Jolene, and I said, that's a beautiful name. I'm going to write a song about that. So I just kept thinking, Jolene, Jolene. And that's how that rhythm, you know, like Jolene, Jolene. I didn't want to forget it till I got back to the bus. So I was going, Jolene, 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 Jolene. And all of a sudden, it just became Jolene, 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 Jolene. And I thought, well, there's a chorus right there.
Jolene, Jolene. Jolene, Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
One of thousands of incredible songs that Dolly Parton has written across an incredible career, seven decades of her life that she was writing music for the world to listen to. Plenty of you have been texting in with the songs that have made you sing and dance. Danielle on the text line says, Jolene is her opening karaoke song. The lyrics are incredible, fun to sing, and best of all, everyone really jumps up to sing it. Dolly fans crossed generations. They certainly did, didn't they? You can keep sharing your thoughts on her life, the music that you'll be listening to right across the day. The text line 0418 226 576. You can also get in touch via ABC Listen. Well, plenty of people will be impacted and thinking about what has happened this morning. One of them is Jonathan Bernstein, a senior research editor and writer at Rolling Stone. He wrote an obituary for Dolly Parton. He joins me now from New York. Jonathan, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks so much for having me.
Donald Trump has actually called for flags to be flown at half-mast in Dolly Parton's memory. What is the mood like in the States right now?
Well, I can only say the mood at Rolling Stone, where I work over the past few hours, has been one of chaos and mourning. I haven't left my desk since the news broke. But I think everybody in the country, everybody, Dolly Parton, you know, to lose her is to lose a piece of America and a piece of the story America tells about itself. So I think that collectively and nationally and culturally, the country is indeed in a sort of state mourning at the moment.
What did it feel like to write that obituary, to pour back through what has been such an incredible life?
Yeah, well, I need to first credit my co-writer of the obituary, Stephen Betts, who actually wrote the first draft and a big chunk of it. I kind of went and souped it up and added a lot more because, to your point, Dolly lived such a deep life and a rich life and had such an illustrious career up until, you know, this year, up until her death, that, you know, when we write obituaries early at Rolling Stone, which we, of course, do like any news organization, we found ourselves having to continually update it because Dolly, her influence and her culture on just American music and American life, even in the last decade, had continued to find new ways to sort of insert itself into culture. So it was a profound and almost impossible task.
I guess there you're referencing that podcast, Dolly Parton's America, which, you know, really revealed, I guess, another side of the whole story, right?
The podcast, you know, the only time I got to see Dolly perform was at the Newport Folk Festival in 2019, when she sort of performed with a younger generation of artists like Brandi Carlile and the High Women. That's just one tiny example of the sort of countless and continual intergenerational influence that she had on so many different artists from so many different genres.
Talk to me more about that, because you're right. There's country artists, pop artists, artists in every genre. You've got Miley Cyrus, more recent artists as well. I mean, do you have a sense of the tributes and the impact that people are talking about today?
Yeah, I mean, to measure her impact sort of musically, it's almost impossible to do. It's, you know, Dolly's music touched on pop music, on bluegrass music, on, of course, country music, on disco. I don't think that you have anyone from Miley Cyrus to Shania Twain to Taylor Swift to Chappell Roan without, you know, if you remove just a few albums from Dolly's career, I'm not sure if those artists have the type of career that they are able to have. And that's just one tiny, tiny little slice of, I think, the impact musically and as a songwriter and vocalist that Dolly's had.
The feelings this morning, I'm sure, are a sense of sadness. But for people listening to you speak right now, there's probably a sense of jealousy. You said you saw her perform once at Newport Folk Festival in 2019. Tell me about that. What was she like on stage? Well, it's not an experience many people get to see.
It was an unbelievable moment. And you know, she was actually, it was a surprise. No one knew that Dolly would be performing. And about a few hours... A few hours before, everybody sort of in the backstage area noticed a ton of sort of like black limousines and men dressed up with, you know, like black suits and stuff. And we're all wondering, what the heck is going on? This isn't your typical special guest sort of setup. And Dolly took the stage with basically an all-woman set and sort of group of artists, all of whom she had influenced from, you know, Maggie Rogers to Linda Perry to Brandi Carlile to Maren Morris. And she sang about four or five songs. She did a duet with Brandi Carlile on I Will Always Love You that is stands today as one of the most unforgettable live music and maybe just life experiences of my life. Hearing her sing that song, I was probably 20 feet away. It was unbelievable.
So a surprise for all of you, but planned, right? She'd planned to be there.
She had definitely planned to be there. She just had, wow. Yeah, it hadn't been announced. And it was kind of a, yeah, it was a really powerful moment that I think showed the type of torch bearing, sort of torch passing rather, moment that she had had on roots in country music. And it was also a moment for generations of fans and artists to pay tribute to her while she was still alive. And I'm so glad that I got to witness just one of countless moments that, you know, of celebrating Dolly's life while she was still alive in the past decade.
As loud as a lot of the acclaim was for her, and I'm sure, I guess the tears will be today with her passing, a lot of what she did in a quite an understated way. You know, she moved around the world helping people, helping other artists, influencing people, getting up on stage unannounced. She really, you know, did so much without making a huge deal about it.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think she was very quiet about her worldview in her own way. You know, she was obviously both everywhere and kind of nowhere as a cultural figure, but she sort of just let her actions and her kindness and her empathy, both in her public life and in her music, sort of speak for itself, I think, to your point. And she rarely, if ever, made any sort of loud proclamations or did, you know, she did the opposite of ever trying to force her worldview on anyone else, probably for business purposes as well as personal and moral ones. But yeah, she really went about her celebrity in a deeply graceful way, which is saying something given the nature of her global celebrity.
Jonathan Bernstein, what's the song that you're going to be playing later today to remember her?
For me, it's a little duet. It's a song from the 70s called Do I Ever Cross Your Mind? It's one of hundreds of Dolly songs that she wrote that we don't know as well as the Jolene's and the I Will Always Love You, but it's a testament to her absolute genius as a songwriter.
Jonathan, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me to talk about Dolly.
Jonathan Bernstein there, a senior research editor and writer at Rolling Stone, reflecting on the legacy of Dolly Parton.